You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Productions, its ownership, management, or staff.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with three voices. I'm Rita. My brother Simeon is under the weather. But that's all right, because we've got a friend in the studio, Donna.
Hey, hey.
All right, Donna's hanging with us tonight. Our resident guru. This is radio the way it should be heard. Donna, I'm so excited to have you here with us. I say us, and I mean a collective three voices in absentia. But what Donna in the studio means, ladies and gentlemen, is it's time to talk health and wellness. Remember, Donna is our resident health and wellness guru. We go to her as our resource for all kinds of things. She is the everyday woman who lost the weight and became healthy. Doing it the right way. There was no pill. There was no surgery. There was no band slipped around any organs.
Nope.
Diet and exercise and learning. Education was the core of all of that. And education is going to be at the core of what we're going to talk about today because, yeah, hi, my name is Rita. And I kind of fell off of my health and wellness wagon. Again, I know, but you got to get back up. You got to get back up.
Back on the wagon. Get back
always.
Up.
You got to stay there. And so I began doing some research and watching some documentaries on food and healthy eating, clean eating. And in these documentaries, I saw not once, not twice, but now I watched something else last night. Three times a direct depiction, pictures lined up right next to each other of cocaine and sugar. They have equated sugar that comes in the nice 4 or 5 pound bags in your grocery store that's in all of your favorite foods with cocaine, a highly addictive narcotic. Yeah, also white and powdery. In fact, one of the things I saw had somebody doing lines of sugar. And we couldn't tell that it was sugar until you looked at the bag they were pouring it from.
You could do that, yeah.
Pretty much people do every day, Donna, don't they?
I know.
The average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day. In a year's time, that's about 17 four-pound bags of sugar. I'm going to say it again, 17 four-pound bags of sugar per person. Sugar, more than any other substance, is linked to obesity, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. Healthy sugar, that which the body can process, comes from Mother Nature. Yeah, let's get real with ourselves tonight. We got some time on the books and we are going to eat it up with this sugar conversation. How much sugar is in your diet? How is it hindering your health goals? Donna, are you ready for this?
I'll do my best.
All right, because I have been just flabbergasted by the things that I've been looking at, and I'm so excited to get to it. But you know how we do here at Three Voices. Before we talk the real stuff, my brother Simeon would be sighing on me right about now. That wasn't quite as deep in baritone bass enough, but that was my ode to the Simeon sigh. Three accused of smoking pot in New Jersey police parking lot. Yeah. Darwin winners they are. And this is fresh. 5 hours ago, according to the Associated Press, state troopers in northern New Jersey didn't have to go far to make a pot bus. They didn't even have to get in their cruisers. Police say they caught three men lighting up in a car in the parking lot of the barracks in Totowa, New Jersey. Yep. What gave the men away? Police say a trooper setting out for the night patrol caught a whiff of the marijuana.
What is that smell?
Mm-hmm. Three men were charged with drug possession. Police say they were waiting for another man who was inside the station picking up paperwork for an impounded car.
Could not wait.
He was also charged with drug possession. Authorities say for some reason the men didn't expect to see a trooper in the parking lot of the police, the state police barracks. Really?
Well, that, you know, their friend was in there for a reason. Not because he was picking up an award for genius. And they're at this point, I don't even know, they might not even be sober yet. They might still be a little bit baked.
I don't know if they have any brain cells left.
No, that's true.
At this point, I'm just going to refer these people directly to the local schoolyard because they need to start from zero and go back up again.
That's right.
There is no light. Yeah, there is no light on in the attic. You're sitting in a car waiting for your friend to get his impounded car. Who impounds cars? Yeah, that would be law enforcement. Those are the people that have the power to arrest you. You smoked up in the parking lot of the police barracks.
And you didn't think anybody was going to notice.
Yeah. Oh, these are not bright people. And they really don't deserve too much more time.
No.
The sugar does. Mm-hmm. That's just a little something we've been kicking around. And I'm so excited. Let's give a little shout out to some of our Talktainment family. Afternoon Delight with Ted the Golden Voice Williams. Back on track, back to work, and ready to entertain the world. Join Ted the Golden Voice Williams for Afternoon Delight. Williams has served as an inspiration for millions across the nation. Tune in at noon, Monday through Thursday, for a mix of talk, music, and interviews with the local and national figures that will motivate and inspire you. Heard exclusively on the world's greatest radio, TalktainmentRadio.com.
All right, Ted.
I know, right? Isn't that exciting? We're at the same place where Ted the Golden Voice Williams does his show. That's kind of cool. We all watched as he was brought back to the man that he once was.
That's,
you know,
right.
Getting his
that's
life
right.
on track. And that's and that's a beautiful thing in any light.
Yep, you can start over anytime.
That's right. Say it, Donna. Start
that's
over
right.
anytime. But sugar, I don't want to start over with the sugar. I'm really over sugar. The more I read, the more I pay attention, sugar is a huge, huge problem. Should sugar be regulated like a drug? That's one of the first questions that has come up in all of my reading. Sugar seems to be compared to such addictive items as morphine and cocaine. Lab rats have been tested to show the same symptoms of satiation when they're given morphine, cocaine, or sugar. Doesn't matter. Either one.
Yeah.
It's the same. Donna, where...
But we all love sugar, though. You know,
yes.
Some people have a preference, you know, for drugs or for alcohol, but everybody likes sugar.
That's
it,
right.
It can't be that bad.
It can be, though. That's what I'm seeing. But... The messages are conflicting. Everything that the industry is saying is telling me you're getting fat because you eat too much fat. But everything I've just read in the last few days is telling me most of the fat's been removed from our diet. But you need to look at what they added in when
exactly.
they removed the fat. What do we do?
Add something to make it taste better.
There you go.
And there you go. You get your sugar, add a little bit extra something on there and... You know, it just tastes good.
See, and what's scary is when Donna says a little extra something on there.
you know I'm going to start talking about things like mouthfeel.
Yes, Lord.
Processing.
Shouts out to Heather Westerfield for the mouthfeel.
Yeah, you got to put something in there and make it, you know, you take the fat out, it's not going to taste very good. It's not going to have that good mouthfeel. So you got to add some sugar in there to kick it up.
And that's what kills it. You take the fat out, it tastes like cardboard. So in order to compensate for that cardboard, you get that mouthfeel when you add
that's
sugar
right.
solutions.
Yes.
And those sugar solutions come from where, Donna? Where do
you
get those?
Those come from labs. You can find them on just about everything, right?
Nature doesn't have sugar solutions. It's called fruit juice, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's work. You got to work to get the fruit. Juice.
It's not that hard. I'm here to tell you. It's not that hard, but you'd be surprised. My mom was reading an article a few weeks ago, which has totally just grossed me out, about orange juice. Can I tell you, I love orange juice.
You still love orange juice after you read all that?
I own a juicer, so yes, okay. I still love orange juice. Yeah. But she read this article that talked about the process of creating orange juice. Now, you know, that lovely orange-filled jug that you get at the grocery store.
Yeah.
They didn't take the oranges and juice them down in a lovely little juicer, squeeze all the flavor out, and then put it in your pretty jug. No. Donna, do you know how they make the orange juice?
You can tell me. I can guess, but I think the reality will probably be worse.
Yeah. Reality sickens me, and it makes my skin crawl. They do crush it all up, and then they dehydrate it. And they take the dehydrated particles and reconstitute it later to actually put into your orange juice.
So they take the water out to put the water back in later.
Oh, but it's not just water they're putting back in. They add little vitamins. They add a little sugar. And they add that lovely orange flavor. I mean, not flavor, color.
Of course.
Tampico is not a natural orange color.
No, neon is not found in
And my orange juice is starting to look a little like that, too.
Indeed.
They add all of those things back in when they reconstitute your orange juice.
And, you know, so you remember, I don't know how old your listeners are, but, you know, orange juice used to separate.
Yes, Lord.
When it was sitting at the grocery store and you'd see the separated orange juice, you'd shake it up. You don't see a lot of separated orange juice anymore.
No, ma'am. It's a lovely, consistent orange color.
It's very consistent. The texture is very consistent.
And it's and a lot of that has to do with us not paying attention and being educated about our food. The information is out there. And I don't want to put all the blame on the consumers, because who would think that something so horrific would happen with your orange juice? Yes.
Well, and they can use terms like natural flavors, natural and artificial flavors. That's the stuff they put into your food that's made at the lab.
Yes.
To keep it, quote unquote, fresh.
That's how you end up with MSG in your orange juice.
That's
what?
Right.
MSG in your orange juice. Don't knock it, because it's probably in. If you go pick up a few different orange juice samples in your local grocery, pretty sure you're going to find some MSG in there, too.
Natural and artificial flavors.
So should sugar be regulated like a jug? Refined sugar is notorious for promoting tooth decay and obesity. That's the one thing that you always hear.
Everybody knows.
You're going to get rotten tooth if you eat too much sugar, and you're going to get fat. But really what you should be looking at is that sugar is as addictive and toxic as drugs, as we were saying earlier. It can poison the liver, cause metabolic syndrome. It increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. It suppresses the brain's dopamine system and causes us to crave more.
So
you immediately get a craving.
So if you list a lot of the things that happen when you take drugs over, illegal drugs over a long period of time, or drink or do something that is toxic to your body over a long period of time, are you saying that you develop these things?
I'm absolutely saying that.
Sugar makes this happen too?
I'm saying that at University of California, Davis, professor did some studies that showed that a 20-ounce Coke, for instance, contains the equivalent of 16 teaspoons of sugar in the form of high fructose corn syrup. In 2012, the study showed that men who drank at least 4 of these sugar-sweetened beverages per week over a 22-year period.
And that's not even one a day.
No.
That's not one a day.
At least 4 per week over a 22-year period were 20% more likely to develop heart disease than those who drank none.
But think about it. You know, how many teaspoons of sugar is in a 20-ounce drink?
16.
So think about 16 teaspoons of sugar sitting out on, and you have to eat every one of those.
You need to say, no, I don't want that.
I don't want that. But it's mixed in. It's natural and artificial flavors, caramel coloring. Add a little water to it, make it a little
more palatable. Say it again. What is that caramel coloring?
Caramel coloring.
Who would think that that's sweet?
Potassium benzoate.
That's sugar?
It's not sugar, but they put it in pop.
You know what, Donna?
You know,
I'm just going to have an air sandwich after we leave the show.
Tonight. Good idea. Good idea.
Oh, my goodness. You think of the things that we don't pay attention to on the labels. And we think it's just some kind of preservative to keep it, you know, fresh and fizzy in the bottle. Some things really just aren't necessary.
What is that?
Yeah. Do you ever ask, what is that? It's not just excess calories and excess weight gain that promotes cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. The source of the excess calories is important, too. So again, sugar as a drug, it's a misnomer. One researcher has said to consider sugar just empty calories. And I've heard that a lot.
Right.
Sugar's not empty calories, is it, Donna?
It is not. Because of all those things that you mentioned, you know, the sugar, you know, doesn't have any nutritional value, but it's definitely working its evil magic on your body.
Absolutely. The toxic truth about sugar was an opinion piece that was published February 1st in the Journal of Nature. Dr. Robert Lustig, Laura Schmidt, and Claire Brendis argue that there is nothing empty about these calories. A growing body of scientific evidence is showing that fructose can trigger processes that lead to liver toxicity and a host of chronic diseases. A little is not a problem, but a lot kills slowly. What? We don't think about it like
You're
that.
You're flooding your system with all of the sugar. And you don't have those things if you're eating an apple. Apples have fructose. That's fruit sugar. But you don't, when you're drinking pop, you don't have the fiber to slow down that absorption. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, blowing through a bunch of red lights and then all of a sudden there's a truck.
And then fructose.
Some damage is going to happen.
Fructose is easily digested and absorbed by your body because it's natural.
It's made to do that.
Yeah. Body knows what to do with that. What happens with sugar, high fructose corn syrup, when we ingest it and our bodies don't know what to do with it? What happens, Donna?
It's that same thing. There's nothing to hold it back. It flies through your system and it does do damage. It hits those cells and your cells can't take it.
That's insane.
Now, to be fair, mm-hmm. going back to the, you know, the way your brain reacts to sugar.
Yes.
Your brain does run solely on glucose. So just pure sugar.
Okay.
It does not use fat. It does not use protein. Sugar is the only thing that runs your brain. Right. So your brain is set. It wants some sugar. It needs that sugar. Mm-hmm. So every time you eat some sugar in whatever form, your brain gets a little hit and it goes, oh, good, good, good. Yes,
do it again.
We like that. Do it again. Do it again.
Do it again. Do it
but
again.
When you start flooding your brain with that, your brain does want more. It expects that heavy hit and heavy-handed hit of sugar.
Oh.
It wants that. It wants the maximum amount of energy it can have. So you get that little, you know, the little things start lighting up in the same ways. It's hitting the same pleasure centers and reward centers in your brain that other drugs do.
Nice.
It's made that way.
So sugar really is a drug. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Stay right there. How do we regulate this? Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Thursday, techno, money, law, and fun.
Dave Sherman Show.
Three voices. Information Highway.
Money.
Food. Rap.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click listen live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
I used to dread getting up and going to work.
I was done with the corporate grind.
I was tired of being a starving artist.
I started looking around for a business that I believed in, and I kind of wanted to do something a little more green.
For my kids.
My art is my passion. My score mentor helped me take the first step.
He helped me create a business plan and helped me implement it.
Feels like you're not in it alone.
How to expand
my business.
If you get a solid foundation laid, everything else falls in place.
Their talent helps me be successful at mine.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
Every person I've encountered with SCORE is so incredibly passionate about what they do.
SCORE helped me to make the unimaginable possible, all for free.
For free.
I could not have done it alone.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
Get your free business mentor at score.org.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
The jump off starts here. The jump off starts right now. Come on now.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Three Voices. I'm Rita, and Donna's joining me. Say hi, Donna.
Hey.
And you can join in on this conversation, even if you're watching the Ohio State game, by calling 1-877-932-9766. All right. We're talking addiction to sugar. Might as well face it. We're addicted to sugar.
Even if you are, I am.
I am.
I'm trying to be a recovering addict.
Like a meeting. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Rita. My name is Donna, and I'm a sugar addict.
Hi, Donna.
I'm in recovery.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Robert Lustig thinks America needs to go to rehab for their sugar addiction. According to brain scans, sugar is as addictive as cocaine. He's an endocrinologist based out of California, and he says it causes euphoric effects like that triggers dopamine, the chemical that controls pleasure in our brains. The average American eats a third of a pound of sugar every day, 130 pounds a year. This article was published in April 2012. Lustig says his research proves that the sweet stuff causes heart disease and cancer. And it's not just the added sweeteners we add to our foods, like table sugar or the desserts we eat. Sugar is everywhere in the foods we least suspect it, including breads, yogurt, peanut butter, and sauces. When a person consumes too much sugary food and drink, the liver begins to convert some of that fructose to fat. This fat can lead to an increase in dangerous LDL cholesterol that can form plaque in our arteries, which leads to coronary artery disease and heart attack and strokes. Yeah. Too much arteriosclerosis, just all kinds of things. Come on.
Every bad thing you can think of.
That's it. Too much sugar is also linked to many kinds of cancers, including breast and colon cancer.
Yikes.
Man, some tumors, listen closely, some tumors have insulin receptors, which feed on glucose. According to Lewis Cantley, a Harvard professor and the head of the Beth Israel Deaconess Cancer Center. Since the 1970s, like Donna said, we've been told that too much fat is unhealthy. And food manufacturers responded, but it backfired. They took out all the fat and put in the sugar. And what do? When that sugar is just sneaking up on us from all angles. And Donna, it looks like we got somebody on the line. You're on the air with three voices. Caller, let us hear your voice.
You have my voice, Miss Rita. Mr. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Mr. Bobby, how you doing?
Now you did say I could watch the basketball game as I listen. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Well, anyway, go Buckeye Nation. Hey, listen, on this sugar, do you think that because it is prevalent in just about everything that we eat, do you think that that is one of the major causes of, for example, childhood obesity?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just that it's in certain foods that we buy. I looked at something that was breaking down the input of sugar into things like a McDonald's Happy Meal for a kid.
Right.
Every item that was in that Happy Meal had sugar in it.
And extra sugar.
Oh, yeah.
In some things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Even the French fries have sugar on them.
Okay. Well, one more thing before I let you go. Now, with the so-called natural sugars, and I'm not saying to endorse one, which would be the best for our bodies? You know, I don't know if it's Stevia, I don't know if it's Splenda or some of the others out there, but are there some that are recommended that would be better for the body as opposed to, let's say, the raw sugar that you get in the stores, you know, such as the cane sugars and all that kind of thing?
You know, Bobby, I'm going to answer this one. You know, honestly, any sugar that you can buy at the store that is processed, you're going to have to, at that point, you're just going to have to make a choice what you think is best, because none of them are that great.
Even the ones like Stevia and all of them?
Even the ones, those are artificial. I mean, Stevia comes from the plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that plant is processed, powdered, you know, it goes through a chemical process to get to that point.
Right.
So you have to decide, is that processing worth adding to your food at that point? It might be. You know, there. You know, Splenda and different, like, you know, sugar in the raw, those kind of things. You know, you just have to kind of look at it and decide how much do I want to use? Do I want to wean myself away from it over time?
And there are other things that you can try to add sweetness to. I'm trying to wean myself off the hardcore sugar. The sugar that comes from corn, which is generally what we get. I personally like the sugar in the raw, and I have to move away from that as well. I tried coconut sugar this week. And that's one of the more natural, less processed forms of a sugar alternative that I found.
But I know you used the word natural there. But I noticed that even in the juices that I try to drink, I've cut back on like apple juice and orange juice, because when I looked at the sugar content, and this is supposed to be natural, it is extremely high.
It's added sugar to the natural juices. And I'll tell you, I have a juicer, and when I make my own juice, I don't know why they feel the need to add more sugar. It's delicious, and it's sweet enough just as it is.
Well, what if you buy, since you have a juicer, I'm going to let you go, but since you have a juicer, what if you squeeze oranges that are organic as opposed to the ones that are grown in the hothouses? Are those better for you? I mean, is that quote-unquote natural, ones that are grown organically?
The organic really has more to do with the growing process and what's used in the lifespan from seed to ripe fruit, how it's fertilized and how it's handled from that point. And yeah, organic is definitely going to be better with you. Now, you're going to go broke buying organic.
Yes.
But it's better for you. And I'm doing my best to try and buy more organic. I can't wait for summer to get here, for the markets to open, because, yeah, the local grocers are killing me with organic.
Right. Okay, well, listen, thank you for answering my question.
Thank you so much.
And, great show, babe. All right.
I would say it, but I don't want to jinx you. Thank Mr. Bobby.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, those, and you know what? That was another question I was going to get to. I'm so thankful that he called in. Those artificial sweeteners, there are so many of them. They keep coming out. I saw a commercial for a new one the other day. What are we to believe when they say it's natural?
It's natural. Anytime you hear the word natural, you should back up two steps. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Start looking into it. Start finding out, is it really natural? Something that is concentrated and processed so that it's in a powder form. It was a plant once, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you've taken it through this whole process to a powdered form. You need to decide at that point, is that worth it for me? Is it GRAS, generally recognized as safe? Which,
look at you dropping.
You know, do they know for sure that, you know, this doesn't cause, you know, some sort of health problem? You know, they found that a lot of the artificial sweeteners, they have a mimic effect in the brain. They don't turn on the sensors. They don't turn on that dopamine at all. But it sends out signals saying, you just ate something, you just ate something, you just ate something. But your brain's not getting the actual sugar.
Wow.
So you start to crave a little more.
Ooh.
So you crave sugar a little more.
Okay.
You know, and I can say that, you know, that might be somebody's individual biochemistry. You know, that might not work for everybody, but do you really want to take the chance on eating a whole bunch of Splenda or Stevia or, you know,
I really
that
don't.
Kind of thing? And then you're not getting the benefit of it and you're just craving sugar all the more?
And it's so, I, you know what, I'll be real honest with you, with the artificial sweeteners, the Splendas, the Sweetened Loaf, those things give me heartburn. So I've always steered from them. I've never been able to process them. And so I don't use them. I've tried to, you know, back off of, because I learned how to drink coffee from the bottom of my grandfather's cup. He drinks it with cream and sugar. So what was I drinking?
Ooh,
cream and sugar, yeah, with a dash of coffee on top. So I like my first cup of coffee to be sweet. Yeah. Well, I like a sweet cup of
joe. As long as that's
joe.
Your first cup and it's a small cup,
it might be
can
okay.
Can you do it? But can you do that without going all day hitting the sugar every couple hours?
You know what? My first cup has to be sweet, but from thereafter, the sugar does back down because I do like coffee. But that first cup, that first shot, it is absolutely a shot right to the brain. It's like, oh, yeah, clicked in.
And
we're
that's
awake
how
now.
You know you're addicted. Because you know,
hi,
you need,
my name is Rita.
You need that shot, that morning pick me up. You gotta have it.
Yes.
You gotta have it.
I am addicted. And I can readily admit that. It's the children who are affected by it because their parents really don't know what they're feeding their kids. All of the packaged foods, Donna, are you telling me that our packaged foods are full of sugar too?
Everything that comes in a bag or a box probably has some sugar in it somewhere. Even the organic kids bars and kids foods that are all in the health food section, you see that raw organic, cane sugar, raw organic honey, you know, all these, you know, very nice long natural sounding things, that's still sugar.
So the cereal bars that I keep seeing that have, you know, the cereal and they're layered with a little bit of fruit,
sugar. There's sugar in there.
Oh, come
and
on.
It's added sugar. You're not finding that.
It's not just fruit sugar from the fruit itself.
No.
And dehydrated fruit is very sweet because you took all the water content out, but the sugar didn't change.
That's right.
So why would you add sugar?
I don't know, but that's the process. You add sugar to your dried fruit because it makes people like it more.
I tell you, I'm a fan of mango. And I was in a grocery store the other day, and they had one bag of mango that was beautiful, long slices, just covered in pretty fine crystalline sugar.
It's fuzzy. It's not quite bright.
And then I found some dehydrated mango that was not covered in sugar. The only ingredient on that bag was mango.
You said, really?
And so I bought the bag without the sugar because I've had the sugary bag. And after my third piece, because I tell you, it's delicious. After my third piece, I realized I've probably eaten more sugar with these three pieces of mango just getting some fruit and fiber added to, you know, my day, just a nice little sweet snack.
But then you just had, then you just added a bunch of sugar right on top of that.
Excess. Yeah. Not to mention, you know, what was this dehydrated with? But the sugar on top, and when I say covered, I'm not talking about just a little sprinkling. End to end, it was glistening and glowing. You know, they have to make food pretty.
Yeah.
Well, the dehydrated mango that was just mango wasn't necessarily pretty, but it tasted like mango. It didn't taste like a sugar pop.
Yeah. But that's no fun.
No.
That's no fun. That doesn't get you to come back over
and
over
we don't
again.
We don't get to learn what our food really tastes like because we're so consumed with the added sugar that's always in there. You know, to counter our consumption, authors of this study we're discussing, they advocate taxing sugary foods. And I do believe that they just tried this in New York and
it didn't work.
A bit of an attitude.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out.
Why do you think that it didn't work out?
Well, you know, sugar is very acceptable as a food product. You know, it's in everything and the effects are not immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you may go into your later years without having ill effects, and then you may die of a stroke, you know, just over time. You know, people don't assume that, you know, if you eat sugar one day, 2 weeks later, you're going to have a massive heart attack, and that's going to be the ultimate cause of it.
Wow.
So, you know, every person has to be responsible. The companies are not going to take the sugar out of things. They're not, because you're buying it because the sugar is there. So you have to be educated and understand that the sugar is in everything and make the choice. Get ahead of your decision and say, I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to make my own cereal bar, or I'm going to squeeze my own juice.
You know what?
Do it.
It absolutely, again, back to preparation. I've got to make my own sweet treat. I've got to have something in place to counter that moment when it's the 3 o'clock sugar high.
It's like, oh. Go to the vending machine, oh boy, and look at everything that's there.
Oh, man.
Or
it's a struggle.
Open the desk drawer, get the apple out.
My 3 o'clock sugar high this week has been a banana.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, the bananas are, they're quite sugary.
One of the most perfect fruits.
Yes. And they're a perfect fruit. And if you don't think bananas are sweet, If you you pick up a banana, you're like, this is not sweet. You might want to look at what other kinds of food you eat.
You might want to go on a water fast for a few days, cleanse your palate completely, and then start adding things in. When I make my fruit smoothies, and people always look at me like, what, that's all you've done? I either purchase fresh fruit. I prefer to do it that way. Strawberries, when they're in season, I buy them in large quantities, put them in baggies, snack baggies in the freezer, and I buy bananas. Let them ripen.
Mm-hmm.
Cut them up. Please cut them up. I know some people who did not cut them up, and they had whole bananas with the peel still on, Donna, in their freezers to do smoothies. That's just bad news. Cut your bananas up. Put them in baggies. And I use that fruit, mango, pineapple, peaches, strawberries, and just the bananas. And I was adding orange juice. I won't be doing that anymore. But because I have my lovely juicer, I can add juice of my own making. And that makes a wonderfully delicious smoothie. And the banana is powerful enough to take it on. All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. A 9-year-old dies after mother gives her too much sugar. She was diabetic. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Thursday, techno, money, law, and fun.
Dave Sherman Show.
Three voices.
Information Highway.
Money.
Food. Rap. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Hello.
Hey, Lonnie.
Hi, Linda.
I called to tell you about COPE and a free lunch sponsored by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
I just opened up my mail. I just saw something. Is that the one at Trinity Baptist Church on April the 6th and 13th?
Yes, I'm so excited about that. We're having health screening, a working nutritious lunch. We have Dr. Gladstone McDowell, MD there, HIV AIDS testing, nutritious snack. We have the Fit for Life, and it's sponsored by the Coalition of 100 Black Women.
Oh, wow. That's something that I got to tell all my friends about. Does it cost any money to go?
No, this is free. It's presented to help you get fit.
Oh, yes. Is that the one that's sponsored by the Commission on Minority Health, too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, I'm going to tell all my friends about that. Thanks, Linda.
Call All in the Family for more information at 614-572-1310.
I used to dread getting up and going to work.
I was done with the corporate grind.
I was tired of being a starving artist.
I started looking around for a business that I believed in, and I kind of wanted to do something a little more green.
For my kids.
My art is my passion.
My score mentor helped me take the first step.
He helped me create a business plan and helped me implement it.
Feels like you're not in it alone.
How to expand
my business.
If you get a solid foundation laid, everything else falls in place.
Their talent helps me be successful at mine.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
Every person I've encountered with SCORE is so incredibly passionate about what they do.
SCORE helped me to make the unimaginable possible, all for free.
For free.
I could not have done it alone.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
I'm here because of SCORE.
Get your free business mentor at score.org.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
The jump off thought, Pam! The jump off thought right now! Come on now!
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Three Voices. I'm Rita.
And I'm Donna.
Yeah, there she goes. And you can join in this conversation by giving us a call at 1-877-932-9766. We're talking the addiction to sugar. And when last we spoke, I mentioned an article I read where a woman has been sentenced to 16 years in prison after her 9-year-old diabetic daughter died in her bed next to a bag of candy and a half-eaten cupcake. You heard me correctly. Fix your face, because it wasn't me. I didn't give her the sugar. But part of this is education. Part of this is apathy on the mother's part. But I don't care how much you beg for the sugar. You're 9 years old.
Your mom says no.
Mom says no, but even important.
Mom says it's not in the house.
Yeah, more important than mom says no. That's right. She doesn't have a job. She doesn't have a car. She can't go to the grocery store and buy her own nothing. A half-eaten cupcake and a bag of candy? Who does that? And trust, everyone knew that that child was diabetic.
Oh, yes. And I have diabetes. Disclaimer, type 1.
Yes.
So I can understand, you know, there's a lot of fear with type 1 diabetes because you do need sugar and you need it quick. But candy. Don't have candy in the house. Don't leave things in the house, especially any kid.
Yeah. And she did have type 1 diabetes.
It can be fatal.
So here we are again with this sugar. It literally killed this little girl. and her mother's going to jail for 16 years. And I've heard a lot of people say that's not long enough, because essentially your negligence led to this child who didn't know better for herself. As a parent, you've been educated by every doctor that child has had since she was first diagnosed to tell you the dangers, to tell you how.
Don't do it.
That's right. I watch a friend of mine, a sister from church, whose daughter was diagnosed about 4 years ago. I watched their family struggle as they changed their lifestyle so that that one child did not feel left out because she couldn't eat certain things. Everybody changed the way that they ate.
They removed
certain foods from their house. They had to be vigilant in how they put their meals together. They have to be prepared. Donna says this to us all the time.
That's right. Be prepared.
They have to have foods ready, things that she can eat, things that she can easily get that glucose that she needs without sending her into a diabetic shock.
Yes.
And it's important to keep vigilant on that. You can't be a lazy one.
And you can't start out, you know, and think, well, we're going to have separate. You know, you're not going to have separate at your house, because the minute you start craving sugar, you know, at 8 o'clock at night, when you're sitting down, you hear it start to call to
about
you.
About 9 for me.
And you say, yeah, you say, no, no. And you hear it's there. And as a child, you do not have self-control.
No,
it's
you don't.
It's up to your mother, your father, your family to say, you know what? For your sake, we're not going to do it.
That's right. For your sake, I'm going to watch over you and make sure that I don't bring it in the house. I don't allow others to give it to you. And that's with anything that your child has a sensitivity to. Yeah. I have a cousin who has a child that has severe food allergies, like eggs and nuts will send this child into an asthma attack. He swells up. He breaks out in all kinds of bumps and hives, and she provides for him. So at any time, and you go to his school, in the freezer, there are cupcakes, there are snacks. There are all kinds of items so that when parents bring in special things for the other kids in the classroom, this baby is not left out. His mother has prepared for him, and he doesn't accidentally get one of the other ones because he's 4.
Yeah. When you're 4, no.
Yeah. It's at 4, when you see a cupcake, you want the cupcake. Yeah. And no matter how vigilant she is, a 4-year-old brain is going to go for the cupcake.
And even when you're 40.
You want the cupcake.
You still want the cupcake. It doesn't matter.
You want the cupcake.
But you need an option.
Yes.
You need a second option. And, you know, you can set a good example.
There you go.
At that point.
And be ready.
And be ready when somebody comes up to you with the cupcake and say, you know what,
I'm good.
I got something.
And he gets a cupcake. It just has to be a vegan cupcake. He can have the sugar, but he can't have the eggs. He can't have the, you know, the milk that goes into things. You have to be prepared. And I applaud her. Shouts out to Aziza for always being prepared in that way. One of the things I was looking at, discussing the same report we started talking about in the metabolic effects of sugar, says excess sugar can alter your metabolism, raise your blood pressure, skew the signaling of hormones. Hello?
Indeed.
Skew the signaling of hormones and damage the liver. Outcomes that sound suspiciously similar to what can happen when a person drinks too much alcohol. When you think about it, this actually makes a lot of sense, because alcohol, after all, is simply the distillation of sugar.
Exactly.
Where does vodka come from? Sugar.
Everything is sugar. I mean, wine.
Yeah, sugar.
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 Everything, sugar. So it does act the same way.
So research aside, Donna, research papers, all the things we've read, everything that I've discussed here today was easily available through an internet search, whatever search engine you use.
And legitimate articles with legitimate research to back it up. You're not looking at some random blog out there that says, I think this is scientists, people that work in the field of endocrinology saying, we've done years of this work.
Yes.
This is what we see.
If you Google the effects of high fructose corn sugar on lab rats, it'll blow your mind. The pictures alone will blow
side-by-side brain scans.
They say that, yes, when a rat is given, they were trying to fatten a rat. They gave it high fructose corn syrup to, you know, do something on a study. Mm-hmm. They make it seem like it was part of another process, but the way that they get a rat fat is to give it the high fructose corn syrup.
That's right.
Period.
That's the best way. That's the easiest way.
That's it.
It works.
And it's reversible.
Yes.
How do we stave off the sugar craving, Donna? How do we make sure that we're feeding ourselves the right kind of sugar?
Well, you know, you have to go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. If you're putting something in your mouth that is, again, processed, you know, even juice, mm-hmm. if you squeeze one orange, how much juice do you get?
About a shot glass,
that's
maybe.
That's right. If you got a nice juicy orange, think about drinking a full 16-ounce glass of juice. How many oranges is that? How many oranges could you eat in one sitting?
That's like two bushels.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to think in that way. So, you know, going back to eating fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, you know, healthy meats, eating healthy dairy that's, you know, doesn't have a lot of added sugar. Mm-hmm. In dairy products, you are not really easy to get away from sugar, especially yogurts and things like that.
Yes.
But, you know, shopping the edge of the grocery store.
Absolutely.
Doing that edge. You know,
because all the sugar in boxes and jars and things
are
in the middle of the store.
That's right. So if you avoid that, you're avoiding a lot of those pitfalls that people fall into. And, you know, you're going to end up in a lot better place. You can do that. You know, and you have to make your choice. You know, if there are things that you just want, you can keep those things. You know, you can keep those things in your life. It's not an all or nothing kind of thing. But, you know, the other things that you can do without, you know, back it off. I was thinking today, I haven't eaten cereal in like 6 or 7 years. Breakfast cereal. I have not. I've had oatmeal and things like that once in a while. But I don't eat breakfast cereal because I'm diabetic, like I said. My blood sugar shoots into the stratosphere. I can't imagine that doesn't happen to everybody, but other people have, you know, bodily controls that take care of that.
Let me tell you.
I don't have that.
There's nothing like a bowl of crunchy Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran Crunch. That crack right there in a box.
Sugar.
The raisins are bathed in sugar. You can pull one out of the box and look at it and see the crystalline sugar sitting in the crevices.
You rub it with your fingers and rub all the sugar off on top of.
But not only are the raisins bathed in it, the crunchy balls that they put into it, the crunch part. But man, that stuff is good.
Stuck together with sugar.
Oh, yeah. All of it. And it's plentiful.
And you can get it cheaply.
You can get it fairly cheaply. That's right. Yep. When I was a kid, Raisin Bran was the sugar cereal in our house. We weren't allowed to have all the Lucky Charms and all of that kind of stuff. No, Raisin Bran was the sugar cereal, but little did I know, it really was a sugar cereal.
For sure.
And I would love, that's one thing that I fought, because that's an easy thing to grab a box of cereal when you want a quick meal. Again, back to being prepared, having the fresh food. Fruit and the fresh vegetables ready and available. So what do I have to do now, Donna, when I want a glass of orange juice? Are you telling me I shouldn't have a whole glass of orange juice?
Look at those portion sizes on the back. If you've bought orange juice at the store, mm-hmm. flip it over and take a look at how much they say you should have, how many calories that is, how much sugar, how many carbohydrate grams are in that. So if they're telling you that, I think they do 8-ounce glasses now instead of 4-ounce, which was what it was when, you know, I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, 4-ounce, a very small glass of juice was what you were supposed to have. And then they said, oh, no, you can drink plenty more. So do 8. So look at those carbohydrate grams.
4 ounces?
4 ounces.
That's so barely the first gulp. That's
a half cup. That's a half cup for a serving, which in, you know, half cup serving of juice is approximately one serving of fruit as far as calories are concerned. So they're about equal. But, you know, once you get to the 8-ounce glass, you've doubled the calories, you've doubled the sugar, but you haven't doubled the fiber content, which was zero to begin with. So you haven't doubled that at all. You know, when you think about You're supposed to have between 45 and 60% of all of your calories are supposed to come from carbohydrates. So you are supposed to have carbohydrates in your diet.
Right.
So that's between 225 and 300 grams of carbs every day for somebody mm-hmm. who's eating about 2,000 calories a day.
Okay.
So if you're drinking a glass of orange juice, 8 ounces, that might be 35 or 36 grams, somewhere like that. Maybe close to 40 grams of sugar.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's more than 10% of your entire day's intake of carbohydrates in one sitting, in one meal, plus anything else you might eat that has carbohydrates in it for breakfast.
So what do you mean anything else you might eat with carbohydrates? What do you mean,
that Raisin Bran Crunch, maybe some toast. I always love the commercials, you know, with the big bowl of cereal, huge bowl.
Yeah, who eats that?
You know, most serving sizes for cereal, like 3/4 of a cup.
Yes.
So it's not even a cup full of cereal that you're supposed to eat. So they have this humongous bowl of cereal.
Jeff Robles, as we like to call them in my house.
Huge. 2 slices of toast with plenty of butter and a huge glass of milk and a huge glass of orange juice. I would be dead if I ate that in about an hour.
Well, no wonder when you try to eat something like that, we go out to breakfast and we get all of that. You go into a food coma afterwards.
You have a food coma.
So the food coma is real. It's not just us feeling lazy because, oh, I had a big breakfast now. My stomach is full. Your body is on overload.
That's right. It's in overdrive. Your pancreas is pumping out as much insulin as it can possibly muster. You attack all that sugar. It all goes into your cells to be processed, and then you have a sugar crash.
That's insane. I'm looking for, and I just found it. There's something I read a little bit earlier. It says there's something particularly insidious about sugary beverages going to the orange juice in the giant cup.
Yes.
When calories come in liquids, the body doesn't feel as full. People are getting more of their calories than ever before from sugared beverages.
Once again, line up those teaspoons on the table and start eating those teaspoons and see how fast you would be done.
Yeah. Also, the documentaries that I mentioned that I've been watching, I'm not going to promote any of them. I'll just tell you they're all available on Netflix. You can easily subscribe and watch them online, on your television, through your Roku box, whatever, your Xbox. Get it. Watch it. One of them particularly showed with our children's milk at lunch. Jamie Oliver took the cubed sugar and showed 1 day's worth of sugar, 1 week's worth of sugar. And for the 5 years that your child would spend in elementary school, lunch sugar, he dumped out a giant wheelbarrow of sugar on the floor. And it was amazing. That was just the sugar in the milk. Why is there sugar in milk? Why is there sugar in milk?
Well, there's natural sugar in milk, right?
Yeah.
But, well, if you add a little bit extra.
Then it's.
And plus, think of chocolate milk. Chocolate milk was the bomb in school. If you could get chocolate milk at school, that was awesome.
I don't care who tries to come and say something to me. Don't drink chocolate milk. A dairy farmer told me that. Don't.
Don't.
Ever drink it. If you want chocolate milk, make your own. Thank you. But chocolate milk.
But when you're
has
eight.
Even more sugar. Yeah. Chocolate milk has even more sugar for the body. So this addiction, we have to fight it in baby steps. And this is just part one of our health and wellness recheck. We're going to have another part. We're going to have some more friends come on with us. Donna, you, as always, are awesome. Thank you so, so much for hanging with us here at Three Voices, where, you know, you're our resident expert number one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you asking me to be here.
Always. Keep your sugar in check. Watch it. Pay attention. Read the labels. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be. Be heard.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.